DrAir.com.
Saturday or Sunday, due to the special infrared glasses that I've been given here on America Tonight, I can see that lots of you, thousands of you, in fact, have your hands up. So maybe I ought to forget about the weekend. There is no traditional weekend anymore. You may have days that are pulled apart, or maybe you're lucky and you get Sunday off, let's say, or Saturday and Sunday. Maybe you still do the traditional deal. Old school, kicking it old school. And do you sleep in? How many people sleep in anymore? Not a lot. You know why? Because unless you're in that no-call list somehow, they find you and they call you again and again and again and again and again. You know, it's interesting. Bank of America is one of those banks. Bank of America, Wells Fargo. I'm thinking, who else calls? I get crazy calls. JP, Morgan Chase. I don't know what they're after, but it's like I must be on somebody, and I thought I was on this no-call list. It's like dial a joke. It's crazy. Every day, and every day I'm very polite to the person because I know, hey, it's somebody just trying to make a buck in a call center somewhere, and I say, you want to take me off this list because I keep getting this call every day about the same thing. It's insanity. Isn't that the definition of over and over and over again? All right, once again, my name is Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight. Speaking of the definition of insanity, earlier in the day I got a text from a source that I've got in Washington who told me, you know, we've got information that's showing that the Taliban in Pakistan is trying again, that somebody is inside the U.S. and they're going to try to do something much like Faisal Shahzad, whose plot failed. And I'm thinking, well, this is no secret. I think I saw this on Fox or CNN or one of them. But is it a secret anyway? Because aren't we told every day that there's the possibility of a terror plot since somebody's assimilating? We have open borders. It's a free-for-all. The whole thing with the visas and not knowing when the visas expire. And, you know, we're not going to go down that road. You get it. So it's almost laughable. Hey, we've got news that there's a threat, but we don't know who. We don't know where. We don't know what they look like, but we know there's a threat. Okay. There's always a threat. And by the way, just to kick this in, the terror alert on U.S. travel to Europe is still in effect. So if you were going over to visit where your great-grandmama lived in Italy, there is a terror alert for anywhere in Europe. I recently had my mother, and it's like I said, it's not just rich people taking off on jets that are going to Europe to travel around, to go and be with the beautiful people and hang out with Beyonce and Jay-Z or hang out at Lake Como with George Clooney. A lot of people save money, and they have tours that are pretty reasonable. In fact, flying to Europe actually is, in some cases, almost cheaper than flying to parts of the United States. So my point is a lot of average people, middle-class people, fly and take those trips eventually, like a trip of a lifetime to go see where their relatives were from, or go with a group of people from church or some other travel group, and they pay it off in a couple of installments, and then, boom, they're there in Europe. In fact, in talking to travel agents, that's the majority of those kind of trips. That's the people that they're comprised of. And my mother was in Italy when the terror alert happened. And I asked her in Rome, when she was flying out of Rome, if anything was different, and the main thing was just that they were all on a bus, and they got on the bus, the police got on the bus, and looked up and down, checked everyone out. They hadn't done that before. They also looked for bombs underneath the bus and all the cars that were going in and out of the airport, and there was the presence of more police, and they were armed with machine guns or whatever in the airport, so a little bit of a noticeable difference in the security, and it's because of that travel alert. But still, there's no specifics on that either. Just there might be a Mumbai terror-like attack where it's an open fire situation in a very public place. And it could be France. It could be Italy. It could be England. We just don't know where. So what does that tell you? That you just have to keep living and hope that you're not in the area where something happens. You know, that's the honest answer. There's no definites. So you just have to keep living. And let's hope that we get better intel, more specifics, or maybe there is more specifics and it's not being released, or some people think it's all fear-mongering. I don't think it's fear-mongering, because I do believe, honestly, do you think there's people that wanted to do harm to Westerners? Of course there is. You could say, well, is the reason because of being in Iraq or then in Afghanistan or interfering in Middle East politics? I mean, that, sure. Whatever the reason, it doesn't matter. There is no question there is a Taliban. There's no question that there is Al-Qaeda. There's no question that there's Hamas. There's no question that there are sleeper cells in the United States. That is fact. How they're motivated, and if some of them worked with the government previously and then were ditched and were radicalized, yes, all those things are possible, absolutely. All right, what was possible in a Senate debate in Nevada was, I think, for someone to pull ahead, and I don't know that anyone really pulled ahead. The Republican challenger, Sharon Angle, did look pretty good, though, in the fact that when she first started running, because she didn't have a lot of experience, she was really stumbling over herself and getting nailed for it. In the debate, she was a lot better. She did say one thing that was pretty funny. She told Reed to man up. I don't know. I got a big chuckle of that as I was reading the transcript from it and listening to it. Harry Reid, the longtime senator, 28 years, in fact, had his own thoughts on what's going on in the country. Here's two of them. One, any regrets about what's happening with the campaign money, and also about the fact that he's working really hard and he still has some things that he'd like to get done. Here are both of those comments.
I'm so sorry the Supreme Court did what they did. As soon as that happened, there's been millions and millions of dollars spent attacking me by these nameless, faceless people who are too cowardly to put their name on the advertisements.
That's the corporations and the other people. That's what happened. He's right with the Supreme Court. I think it's a good thing in one way, because now it's, look, anybody who wants to dump money in can dump the money in. End of story. And if I were Harry Reid, I wouldn't worry about that. I would just focus on trying to get reelected, because he's got a tough challenger. They're neck and neck right now. All right, we're going to pull away from the politics, because like I said, it is the weekend, at least for some of us, right? I hope for a lot of you listening to me. The Rangers, dream come true, baby. That's what C.J. Wilson says. Listen to what he had to say.
When you're a little kid and you're in your backyard and you're taking like dry swings, or you're pretending that when you're in the mirror, you know, you're pretending that you're somebody or whatever, you put yourself in this position. You put yourself in game one, game seven, championship series, World Series, stuff like that. That's what you work for.
And C.J. Wilson is the first pitcher out of the gate against the New York Yankees. The Rangers host the Yankees in their American League Division Series. Boy, are they excited about that. In fact, I might be at the game on Friday night. That's probably where you catch me. Should be fun. And then, of course, my Phillies take on the San Francisco Giants. Who will it be in the World Series? We're talking movies next.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
This weekend and see something that's already playing. I'll tell you what's top of the box office, The Social Network. It might be the fascination with Mark Zuckerberg, the guy behind Facebook, or the fact that so many people, I guess, are on Facebook and they're curious about the origins or what happened and that kind of stuff. So that has been number one, and it may be number one again this weekend, although there are a couple of interesting movies that are out. And the first one that we're going to talk about, there's three that we're going to talk about. There's actually 4 new ones out, but we're going to focus on 3. The fourth movie is one that I'm just banking on the fact that you probably rent it if you wanted to rent it, but it's not one that's going to be a mainstream movie because it's a foreign film, although it's gotten some good buzz, but it's 5 hours and 25 minutes. Did you hear what I said? 5 hours and 25 minutes. So it's an independent film, to say the least, and it's about a Venezuelan-born leftist revolutionary nicknamed Carlos and later Jackal, who famously raided the OPEC headquarters in Vienna, Austria, 1975. It actually wouldn't be a bad film to see at home eventually, one day when there's no sports on and you've gone through all the news programs that you can possibly stomach. It might be decent. And I like not so much biopics. I like documentaries. I'm big into the documentary deal if it's really well done. And this isn't a documentary, though. It's a biopic. But 5 hours? Whew. You have to, like, get snacks in between. Do they stop the film in the middle of it? I don't know. So let's move to our first one that we're going to review. It's called Conviction. We're going to let you hear a little snippet of it, and then I'll tell you what it's about.
Kenneth Waters, you're under arrest for the murder of Katerina Brown.
Are you out of your mind?
We find the defendant guilty, Your Honor. I'll get you out, Kenny! You hear me?
When her brother was convicted of murder,
I can't spend the rest of my life in here.
Betty Ann Waters began an impossible 18-year struggle to set him free.
I'm going to stop by trying to get a BA after I finally take the stupid GED test. And after that, I'll apply to law school. But you just have to promise me that you'll never give up.
And don't really have time for a friend right now.
We're going to be friends, because we're the only ones in class who've been through puberty.
My brother Kenny, he's been in prison for 12 years, life without parole.
Wow.
And we'll find a way to get him out.
Mom?
Oh, my baby is just the best of all!
This woman actually went to law school to save her brother.
He's her only client.
How long will it take you to make yourself look like a lawyer?
We're talking about evidence of 16 years old.
You're on the clock. Nancy Taylor had it out for Kenny.
They lied, saying that all this evidence.
You put an innocent man in prison. I am sorry you have wasted your life on this.
You gotta move on.
It's over, honey.
I'm never getting out of here.
You're innocent. There is one thing we haven't tried yet.
If we can DNA test the murderer's blood, it'll prove Kenny's innocent.
I'm not doing it.
That's what we're waiting for.
It's gonna test positive. I'll find a way and I'll trust them.
You do it or I'll kill you. That's your sister and your lawyer's office.
This fall.
The DAs don't like to admit they put an innocent person in prison.
I did not come this far after all this time.
Experience the extraordinary journey.
And a force is greater than you, and you may not win.
Of how far we go.
Happy to start living your life.
This is my life.
To fight for our family.
You guys will do this for each other, right?
Ben tried to go to law school for me. I'd die an old man in prison.
You'd do it for me?
I would.
I love you, Kenny.
Love you.
Love you.
Conviction.
All right, Conviction, pretty obvious. The young girl is trying to save her brother. He's arrested for murder, sentenced to life, and he goes through all that you would go through in trying to prove that your brother's innocent. Looks like it could be a pretty good movie. Hilary Swank's in it and a couple of other well-known character actors. Jackass 3D, I can't make this up. We're going to preview that now.
This isn't the best idea ever.
When Time Magazine called 3D the future of movies.
Yeah! 3, 2, 1!
We doubt this is what they had in mind.
You're taking it to a whole other level.
Yeah.
Look pretty happy about it.
Me and the boys are about to do a little duck hunting. Whoa!
Santa did have a couple last night, so this ain't going to feel too good.
Now, let's check in. Have fun!
All right, it's pretty obvious. It's kind of like a documentary comedy. You get it. It's Johnny Knoxville. And Spike Jones produces it. We're going to finish with this one because this may be the movie that everybody goes to see besides Jackass 3D. And it's called Red. Take a listen.
talk about satellites.
Seriously?
Why are you trying to kill me?
Why would I be trying to kill you?
Because the last time we met, I tried to kill you.
That was a long time ago.
Some people hold on to things like that.
They used to be the CIA's top agents.
Victoria, best wet work asset in the business.
What's that? I kill people, dear.
But the secrets they know...
This is off the books, total blackout.
...just made them the agency's top targets.
Tell me everything you know.
Some thumbsucker tied them red.
Red?
Retired, extremely dangerous.
Yeah, they don't make them like that anymore.
We're going to break into the CIA and find out who's trying to kill us.
We're getting the band back together.
I put a few things away, just in case.
I am excited.
What do you suppose the punishment is for what we're doing here?
Death.
Awesome. I thought it might be nice to have a bit of girl time together.
You can't touch me.
Of course we can.
That's right, old man.
Old man? No respect.
Old man, my ass.
Red.
All right, the cast is a who's who. Bruce Willis, Morgan Freeman, John Malkovich, Mary Louise Parker, Helen Mirren, Brian Cox, if you remember him, Richard Dreyfuss, Ernest Borgnine. You know, it's a loaded cast, no question about it. And it's PG-13 because of the intense sequences, that's what they're calling it, of action, violence, and brief, strong language. But this is one of those action-adventure comedy deals. You could tell if you listen to the clip, it pretty much explains it all. And I think this is, besides the other movie, this is probably the one that wins out the day. Because you're going to see a lot of people go out maybe and see this. If they don't see it then, they're going to make it up in the DVD sales, probably. You know, when somebody's like a diehard fan of one of those actors and they'll go see anything they're in, that's my theory, that's why Red will do well. And that's probably what the studio was thinking. So maybe you're going to go out and catch a flick. Have fun if you're going to do that. We're kicking a can down the road next on America Tonight.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Guess what, America? We're staring down the barrel of yet another weekend. Sweet! I hope you have something great planned, because I don't think there's snow anywhere, unless we're talking about Alaska. Not really. Not real snow, but it's coming soon. Once you get into October, we know. Look out, Minnesota, the mothership. They can get slammed at any moment. Same thing in Illinois and Colorado and mountainous areas. It starts to happen as you get closer and closer to the holidays. But for now, we're talking pretty trees, leaves falling all over the place, and cool temps in most spots across the U.S. A little warm, perhaps, in the desert, but you know what I'm trying to say. It's fall. It's fall. And that means the weekend, you might be able to wear a light jacket or a little bit of a sweater. Boy, I don't, like in a blink of an eye, the summer just came and went, didn't it? All right, also, Obamacare is here, but how long is it going to stick around? I said this at the top of the show. It was a huge, huge victory in the fight against health care. I mean, I know it's common to call it Obamacare because this is the president's agenda, but it's health insurance, really, that's so frightening to so many people, and the premiums and the treatments and the doctors leaving the biz and how it's, what's it going to be like already half the time when you go to the doctors, let's face it. How often do you see the doc? I've gone in, and I have a great doctor, but I've gone in and I'm treated by the assistant, basically, because it's nothing big that I had, and he might just blow in, look at something, say, hey, how are you doing? ask a sports question and leave. That's what happens. And it'll get worse because a lot of family docs don't want to be part of what's happening as they try to implement some of these steps of the of really health insurance reform. The problem is everybody agrees it's a mess. Everybody agrees that some things need to be changed. I don't question that. We've talked about that ad nauseum. I've gone through things. The idea that you could open up the competition between the states, basically, instead of closing things down, open the lanes up. I think that would have made a huge difference. But that's neither here nor there at this point, because we do have a health care insurance reform law on the books, but how long is it going to stay there? This is going to go up to the Supreme Court after what happened in court, because the lawsuit against the health care law now can move forward because of the ruling by a Florida judge. Now, this is a simple question, because I always invite everyone to sound off on this show. I mean, everyone's welcome. I say that all the time. You can throw in your two cents on this one, fair or foul. Are you excited about the prospect of this, especially this one particular part of the reform where you have to have health insurance or you're going to have to pay a penalty? And there may be some other things that will go up as part of this all the way up to the Supreme Court. Who knows? The whole thing could be overturned. Are you happy with this Florida judge's ruling, or would you rather let it ride and have things stand the way it is and then just see the law tweaked? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Or you can flip me an email. I know a lot of you are working and you listen sometimes when you're at work. And if you can send me an email, do that, americatonight.net. So let's talk about a few other things. I said we were going to kick the can down the road. This is water cooler buzz. There have been some very lively debates, to say the least, coming off of what happened a day ago with Christine O'Donnell, who is on the Republican ticket in Delaware running for Senate, and Chris Coons, the Democrat, who has a 19-point lead, according to the polls, the two of them squaring off. It's kind of an interesting debate. It got personal, which you knew that was going to happen. He got attacked about an essay he wrote about being a Marxist, and he wasn't saying he was a Marxist. He was doing a tongue-in-cheek thing. She explained different things that she's been pegged for on her appearances on Bill Maher's show back in the day, politically incorrect 10, 11 years ago, and she dismissed it and said, look, it's a comedy show. And then in between, there was actually a discussion about taxes and some other things. So a little bit different when it came to what happened in the Nevada Senate race debate. And we know the two candidates by now, right? Everybody knows the Republican Senate candidate is Sharon Angle. And you know that the Senate Majority Leader is Harry Reid, the 28-year senator from Nevada. He wishes he was president. So they had kind of, like I said, a pretty interesting debate. Angle attacked Reid pretty much from the get-go as a career politician, the same old thing, that a guy who lives in a Washington condominium and has voted to raise taxes 300 times, which is true. If you go back and this is the thing, if you do a little homework, you go back and check the record, you could see that. Of course, he's been a representative from that state for, like I said, 28 years. The four-term vet called his Tea Party rival an extremist and an ally of special interest. So that's kind of where things went. He said, you know, that she's against Wall Street reforms because she favors big banks and that her views are sympathetic to big health insurance companies. So she played kind of as it was described in something that I read and I watched this, she kind of played the aggressive upstart candidate from opening moments of this debate. It was like an hour long. And then at one point, and I think this was a very funny line, I have to say it, she said, "Man up, Harry Reid." So she was urging him to concede that Social Security is facing financial difficulty. And, of course, it is. We've talked about this. The fact that you have no cost of living increase. Listen, I know it. I've talked to my mother who just recently retired. And, by the way, she was a lifelong Democrat, but no more. She's decided to change, I think, because of what's happening to her, how everything has affected her in the last year or 2 years. She's not liking some of the double talk that she hears. Now, she may just be, I think she's going to be an independent, but she's open to voting in a different direction. And she grew up in New Jersey, like I said, was a lifelong Democrat, is not liking what she's seeing out of this administration. It's a lot of, like, the double talk. It is the double talk. That's what it is. All right, let's go to Tom in Texas. Hello, Tom.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, it's so good to hear from you. How are you?
I've just been fighting my demons like everybody else.
I know.
You know, so, yeah, you know, health care, we're going to get it. It's just going to, you know, they lowered the boom on us, and now they're going to retract a little bit of that weight, and they're going to ease it in on us a little bit at a time. You just hide and watch.
Well, I'll tell you what, I hope what happens is, like I said, now that there was a win in Florida, constitutionally, it keeps going up the ropes to the Supremes, and I think there's a good chance that at least some of it would be squashed if it gets all the way up there.
Well, yeah, some of it will get squashed, but it's that generational thing I was talking about last time, and they're going to ease it in on it a little bit at a time.
Sure, so even if there's a victory all the way up at the highest court in the land, It's gonna get a backdoor way in.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah, and the lady that's a witch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, didn't they want fresh voices and minds in Washington? Who the hell cares whether she flies the wing for Broomhilda? She's got some good ideas, maybe, you know?
You know what? You're absolutely right. And she says, listen, she makes jokes about it. She said, I'm not a witch. I made a joke on a comedy show. When I was a teenager, there were people who were Wiccans, and then she explained that. But I think she should play it up to the hilt. I agree with you. If she comes in on a broom and sweeps that broom around, it could only be good. It could be better than what we're seeing now.
Exactly. You know, if she knows where the broom closet is, she won't have to walk home after work. That's
true. Tom, take care. We love your humor. Thanks for the call. Always funny to hear from him. You know, here's the bottom line, and it goes along kind of with what he's saying. The frustration is we're tired of the same old thing. We're tired of the same old thing, the logjam. You know, on a previous show, we had a guy on, Kellerman, I want to say his last name was. Pardon me for forgetting his last name, but I think it's Kellerman. And anyway, it was Mark Kellerman. And when he came on the show, what we were talking about and the reason we had him on is because he's just a small business owner, and he has a box company. And he heard so many people coming into his place complaining about what was happening in Washington and how removed the people were from the everyday middle-class folks that he put together an incumbent repossession kind of package, a moving package. So people are paying, getting some boxes from him, they can write a note, and they're shipping them moving boxes to get the people out of Washington. Just leave. Just pack up and go. We want to see a radical change. And I thought it was one of the most clever things that I had heard of. And it's time for something like that. It's time for a makeover. You know, you see all these TV shows about women getting makeovers. I think Washington needs one big makeover. How about a real reality show where they're all sent packing? I like it. Coming up next, we have We Can Count.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Am I so jacked up? My Phillies taking on the Giants, and then you got the Rangers and the Yankees. What are the odds that the Rangers get a couple of games from the Yankees? Or is it a pinstriper sweep? But it's not just about the baseball. It's my favorite, the NFL. And there are a lot of things that are starting to shape up, I think, in the AFC. And the NFC, boy, it's a little bit of a mystery. Steve Booten joins us now. Sportsinfo.com. We love this guy. He's so fun to have on the show. Just a funny guy. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
It's good. Let's talk about the Monday night game before we dive too far into it. The Jets and the Vikings, what were your thoughts? Did you think Brett Favre, for all the stuff that was going on off the field, the allegations about, you know, the lewd photos and going after the Jets hostess and all that stuff, do you think that was weighing heavy on his mind in the beginning of that game?
Absolutely. I think, you know, as a human being, it's hard to separate yourself from reality. I mean, and look, he got off to such a slow start, really didn't start to pick it up until the third quarter. And I believe you can, you know, pretty much say that the reason for that was because of all of this scandal that was floating around. And these allegations, I mean, they were ugly for a father and a grandfather to have to deal with. I mean, you know, I think the only one that really benefited from that was Ben Roethlisberger, who comes back this week, and all of a sudden, you know, he's under the radar. He's not the bad guy anymore. You know, everybody's focused on Favre, and I think that's going to help Ben out this week.
Yeah, no kidding. Before we get to Pittsburgh and Ben coming back and all that stuff, so in just talking about Favre there, the Vikings and the Cowboys go at it on Sunday. Who needs this win more? Because it's ugly for both of them.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely the panic button bowl. The thing that concerns me with Minnesota is Favre talking about his tendonitis. You know, all week, his arm is hurt. Other than that, if you throw that factor out, you got to figure, well, we know Favre, if he's going to start, it's because he's got the goods to play. Vikings only 1.5-point favorite. You know, I think that what happens here is that the odds makers always give Dallas more respect than they deserve because they're such a public team. They're such a marquee name. The public loves the Cowboys. But here's a Vikings team that I think they really found themselves in that third quarter against the Jets. I think they face a Dallas team they're underachievers. I think this 1.5 points is a cheap line. I think that you should grab it. I think that you should lay the 1.5 points with the Vikings. I like them to crush the Cowboys, to be honest.
All right, and it's at home, too, which would give the Vikings their second win. I completely agree with you. I love it, the panic button bowl, though. That's perfect. I'm going to have to steal that from you. That's beautiful.
It really is the panic button bowl. But I think that the Cowboys are a team with a lot of talent that just can't seem to get it together. And I think Minnesota is really making the best with what they got, and Moss really helps them.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so the Steelers, Big Ben's back. They make a couple of changes, and they're hosting the Browns. What do you think happens here?
Right, so the Steelers are 14-point favorites against the Browns. Here's the thing. You know, the Browns have been playing good ball, you know, this whole season. They come off a big win a couple of weeks back. They beat the in-state rivals. The Bengals. You know, I just feel like at this point, with Ben coming back in, you know, it's going to be very hard for Cleveland to be able to take it to the next level, to be able to deal with a team like Pittsburgh. I don't know if I'm ready to lay the 14 points here, but I would ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world is Cleveland going to score against the Pittsburgh defense, which in my opinion is Super Bowl ready right now? But let's be honest, Pittsburgh's beaten teams without a quarterback because of this defense. How is Cleveland going to score against them? I don't think they can. 37 points, even if Pittsburgh scores 28 points, I don't think this game can go over. I would bet the under 37 in this game.
Well, that's a good tip. The under 37, you're absolutely right, too. The Steelers, D, talk to any of those fantasy players, they'll tell you the same thing. This is the game I love, and it's partially because, you know, I'm an Eagles homer, but the Eagles are taking on Atlanta. It's a home game for them. You know, the Eagles are 3-2, Steve, as you know. I think there's a low line on this game. I want to say it's Philly by 3.
Right.
What do you think? They cover that?
Well, you know, here's the problem. Philly's coming off a huge win in San Francisco that, you know, I'm going to be honest, I didn't give them, you know, much of a chance in. So they get the win and the frequent flyer miles, and now they start flying back and forth from the West Coast on a short week to come in and play this game. You know, I don't know that I'm comfortable betting the Eagles. You know, had they been well-rested, and I'd say, yeah, definitely this is a cheap price. I'm gonna go towards the Falcons here. I hate to go against you, but I'm gonna go with Atlanta, take the 3 points. I'm even gonna buy the half a point here and lay the $1.30. I know that sounds like a sucker move, but this to me has an up and down the field type of tempo to it. I think the team with the ball last could potentially win the game. I think it could come down to that field goal. And I'd love to have that extra half a point and Matty Ryan in the last seconds of the game.
I like that, Ryan, in the last six. I can't argue about that, though. Ryan, dead on at the end. How about this? I love the Sunday night games. Indy's favored by 4. It's in Redskins territory. You saw Donovan McNabb the last time around, that exciting overtime win. What do you think happens here?
Yeah, I loved Washington last week. It was my Rodney Dangerfield special. I feel they got the respect that they finally deserve. In this game, Indy, like you said, three-point favorites, 3.5, I'm starting to see out there now. And, you know, Washington at home, you know, you got to understand, these fans in Washington, they wanted to believe for so long.
Yeah.
Any type of hint that they were going to get good again, and they got so excited. Now they've got a team that actually is playing good ball. And I think, like, what I learned from my marriage is that a little bit of love goes a long way. I think the fans are going to be so amped up for this Washington team. I think it carries them in this game. I don't know that they get the win. I do think they get the cover.
Oh, all right. So might not get the W, but they get the cover, and that's what you care about if you're laying any money
that
on this.
Really,
that's
all
the
that
thing.
Matters.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's a good question for you. I think it's like that line that Gordon Gekko used in the original Wall Street. You can't get emotional about stocks. If you're betting games, you can't get emotional about games, right?
Couple of things. First rule of thumb is if you have a favorite team, and for me it's the Jets, you never bet on or against your favorite team. You have to keep your money and your heart completely separated. Another thing that mistakes that gamblers make even more so is that they spend all week figuring out which game they love. And they find the game. It's a 1 o'clock game. They figure it out. Now, the 1 o'clock game goes off. They bet the money on it. After all week of studying, they watch the game. They win it. Now, with 15 minutes left till the next game, in 15 minutes, they're going to try to figure out how to parlay that money they just won, or the money that it took them all week to figure out how to win. In 15 minutes, they're going to turn it around. And that is being a slave to the action, an action junkie. You got to figure out, do you want to win or do you want action? Because if you want action, there's plenty of it, but you're going to pay through the nose for it.
Yeah, no kidding. Steve, always a pleasure to have you on the show. You're a lot of fun. Steve Vuitton, of course, he's the CEO of sportsinfo.com. Check it out. There's a lot of good information out there. He's got some good guys working for him. Enjoy week 6, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
Thanks so much.
All right, so there was some good stuff in there that Steve was mentioning when it comes to what's happening this week on the gridiron. And I'll tell you, it really has been a wacky football season, especially where he talks about the Vikings and the Cowboys and the panic button bowl, as he dubbed it. It really is, because whoever loses this game goes further and further down in the rankings, let's say, but more importantly, pretty much out of the playoffs, I believe. Then you're 1-4, and you look at both of their schedules, and it'd be pretty tough to dig yourself out of that hole. So, yeah, it's week 6, and there's still more games left to play, but that would mean you're talking about one of those two teams almost clearing the board, because I have to believe some of the stronger teams in the NFC would shake out, shake loose, and there'd be no question that if you're 1-4, I don't see how you make it to the playoffs with that kind of a start. All right, we're kicking the can down the road here on America Tonight. Hang through, boys.